everyone. Thank you for being here today. Welcome to our 2024 Memorial Day commemoration. If everyone could please be silent, we will open our ceremony by raising the American flag and military flags. This will be followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, the playing of the national anthem by the Franklin High School Band, and the invocation. Veterans may render the hand salute during the national anthem. Please stand if you are able. Veteran Collins, raise the colors. Scouts, raise the military colors.
Friends, neighbors, and fellow veterans, please join me in reciting the Pledge of Allegiance to the United States. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
In the quiet sanctuaries of our own hearts, let each of us name and call on the one whose power over us is great and gentle, firm and forgiving, holy and healing. Creator Spirit, Yahweh, Adonai, Triune God, Allah. You who created us, who sustain us, who call us to live in peace, hear our prayer this day. Hear our prayer for all who have died, whose hearts and hopes are known to you alone. Hear our prayer for those who put the welfare of others ahead of their own, and give us hearts as generous as theirs. Hear our prayer for those who gave their lives in the service of others and accept the gift of their sacrifice. Help us to shape and make a world where we will lay down the arms of war and turn our swords into plowshares for a harvest of justice and peace. Comfort those who grieve the loss of their loved ones, and let your healing be the hope in our hearts. Hear our prayer this day, and in your mercy answer us. In the name of all that is holy and all that is good. Amen.
Thank you. Please be seated. Representative Roy, town councilors, town officials, Commander Milo, Commander Carruthers, Parade Marshal Rose Turco, veterans and their families, and members of the Franklin community, thank you for joining us here today to pay tribute to our departed heroes. It is a day to remember the immense sacrifices made by those who served to guarantee our freedom. We are fortunate once again to be joined here today by your state representative, Jeffrey Roy. I'd like to welcome him up to the podium.
Members of the Franklin Town Council, Veterans Agent Shannon Nisbet, and distinguished veterans, members of veterans service organizations, and guests, I'm honored to be with you here this morning. As we gather here today on this solemn occasion, we are reminded of the immense debt of gratitude we owe to those who have made the ultimate sacrifice in service to our nation. Memorial Day stands as a poignant reminder of the bravery, selflessness, and unwavering dedication of the men and women who laid down their lives to protect the freedoms we hold dear. Today, we honor the courage of those who faced unimaginable challenges on the battlefield, who stood firm in the face of adversity, and who made the ultimate sacrifice so that we may live in peace and security. We remember their valor, their sacrifice, and their unwavering commitment to duty. But Memorial Day is not just a day of remembrance, it's a day of reflection, a time to contemplate the true cost of freedom and to recommit ourselves to the values for which so many have given their lives. It is a day to honor the legacy of our fallen heroes by striving to build a better world, one marked by justice, equality, and compassion. On June 6, 1944, the first wave of Allied forces swarmed the heavily fortified beaches of German-occupied Normandy, and the invasion known as D-Day began. On that day, more than 4,400 Allied troops were killed, including more than 2,500 Americans. This event, unprecedented in scale, shifted the course of World War II and history itself. As we prepare to commemorate the 80th anniversary of the operation, let us remember that the remaining survivors of the battle and war, some of whom were teenagers at the time, are all now approaching or have surpassed 100 years of age. Their bravery and heroism displayed on the beaches of Normandy is stuff of legend. Their selfless desire to serve and willingness to sacrifice their lives to defend our nation is a debt we can never repay. As we pay tribute to the brave men and women who have gone before us, let us also remember the families they left behind, the spouses, children, parents, and siblings who carry the heavy burden of their absence. Let us offer them our deepest gratitude and support, knowing that their sacrifice is as profound and enduring as that of their loved ones in uniform. I stand here today proud to say that this past week, the House of Representatives in Massachusetts passed the HERO Act, the bill aptly titled Honoring, Empowering, and Recognizing Our Service Members and Veterans expands access to supports and benefits for veterans in the Commonwealth. It broadens the definition of a veteran, which will allow more veterans to qualify for Chapter 115 benefits. It increases the disabled veteran annuity by 25%, and it eliminates the additional license plate fee for veterans. These are just a few highlights from one of the most comprehensive veterans bill Massachusetts has seen in recent years. Let's continue to carry forward the legacy of those who have made the ultimate sacrifice and commit to building a nation of strong, resilient communities that does not forget its past. In closing, let us never forget the debt we owe to those who have fallen in defense of liberty. May their courage inspire us, their sacrifice humble us, and their memory live on in our hearts forever. Thank you for being here to honor our patriots. May God bless them, and may God bless you for honoring our patriots every day. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Representative Roy. At this time, I would like to invite my co-worker, Deborah Martin, up to the podium. She's the Executive Assistant for Franklin Veteran Services, and she has a long-time relationship with today's parade marshal, Rose Turco. They've served on many committees together and worked on the walkway committee, so I think it is fitting to have Deborah introduce Rose.
Today, it is with great pleasure that I introduce our featured speaker, Parade Grand Marshal, Veterans Advocate, and Franklin Educator, Rose Turco. Rose Turco is a lifelong resident of Franklin and resides in the family homestead where she was born. A beloved Franklin school teacher for 40 years, Rose received her bachelor's degree from Boston State Teachers College and went on to earn her master's degrees in math and education from Boston College. Rose served as vice principal and chairman of the math department at Franklin High School and was the varsity girls softball coach for many years. But her greatest joy came from classroom teaching, a career she retired from in 1999. Rose has always had an affinity for and great respect for our nation's veterans. Her father, Michael Turco, who immigrated to Franklin from Italy, enlisted in World War I. Rose's uncle, Joseph Turco, as well as several of Rose's cousins, served in World War II. Rose's brother, John, and other extended family members went on to serve during the Korean and Vietnam eras. Over the years, Rose has devoted a great deal of time and energy to projects that honor Franklin's veterans. One of the first projects Rose spearheaded was the Vietnam Veterans Street Sign Project, which pays tribute to Franklin veterans who died while serving in the Vietnam War. This project was very close to Rose's heart because, sadly, several of the six Vietnam fallen veterans from Franklin had been students of hers. Rose worked on the Vietnam Veterans Street Sign Project from concept to installation. The Memorial Street Sign Project planted the seeds for the Veterans Memorial Walkway, which was installed and dedicated on Franklin's Town Common in November of 2018. This project pays tribute to all 45 of Franklin's fallen heroes from World War I to present day, with engraved bronze plaques on granite posts that border a brick pathway, which honors U.S. veterans and men and women currently serving our country. Rose was the recipient of the Franklin Elks Post 2136 Distinguished Citizen Award for 2018-2019 for her many contributions to the community. Family members of Franklin's fallen heroes, local veterans, and members of the Franklin community at large are so grateful for the projects that Rose has either launched or taken part in. Her tireless efforts have helped to create lasting tributes to the men and women who selflessly served our country and in some cases made the ultimate sacrifice. Now I'd like to introduce Rose.
Welcome you all, local, state officials, family, and friends of veterans. We are gathered here on Franklin's Veterans Plaza on this Memorial Day, 2024, to remember and honor those who have served our country, and especially to remember those who sacrificed so much with their very lives in their greatest devotion of duty, protecting our democratic way of life. Therefore, it is most fitting that we take this time to honor all those who have served, and especially those who gave their all with the sacrifice of their lives. We demonstrate our gratitude by paying our profound respect in so many ways, by personal visits to grave sites, placement of flags, organized parades with participation by local veterans, the American Legion, and the veterans of foreign wars, as well as several community organizations, the Franklin Elks, the Knights of Columbus, the Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, Brownies, and Cub Scouts. But most especially with these memorial services here on the local level in Franklin, along with other services across the Commonwealth and our grateful nation. We are reminded of the bravery and dedication of those who gave their lives in service to our country. We will remember. Take the time, not just today, Memorial Day 2024, but time during your daily lives to walk about our town common, noting each of our memorials dedicated to all who have served, from revolutionary times, the Civil War, Spanish-American War, World War I, World War II, the Korean War, the Vietnam War, and the Iran-Afghanistan War. Our brickway and granite pedestals remind us of the ultimate sacrifice made by Franklin's 45 fallen heroes and the military service of so many others. Franklin has remembered, and it is remembering again by our services today, and rest assured we'll continue to remember going forward. Thank you all for your attendance and participation today at this Memorial Day 2024. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rose, for all you have done in service of our community We are so honored to have you here as our Grand Marshal and speaker here today. Let's give her one more round of applause. At this time, I would like to invite American Legion Post 75, Commander John Milo, to read the Governor's Proclamation.
Commonwealth of Massachusetts, a proclamation. Whereas while the nation was still recovering from the Civil War, people in cities and towns across the country gathered to honor the soldiers who had given their lives, celebrating the first Decoration Day. And whereas after World War I, the nation came together again to honor those who had fallen in the service of their country, renamed Memorial Day, the last Monday in May, is when people remember and honor the memory of all of the men and women who fought and died in all American wars and conflicts. And whereas throughout our country's history, thousands of Massachusetts residents have fought in wars and conflicts to defend our safety and way of life. And whereas their legacy for patriotism and dedication to country is an inspiration to all Americans. And whereas it is appropriate that all Massachusetts residents remember the bravery of those who gave their lives so that their sacrifices served as a reminder of the cost of our freedom. Now, therefore, I, Maura J. Healy, Governor of Massachusetts, do hereby proclaim May 24th, 2024, to be Memorial Day, and urge all residents of the Commonwealth to take cognizance of this event and participate fittingly in its observance. Given at the Executive Chamber in Boston this 27th day of May, in the year 2024, and of the independence of the United States of America, the 247th.
Thank you, Commander Milo. I'd now like to invite VFW Post 3402 Commander Ernest Carruthers up to the podium, as well as American Legion Post 75, Vice Commander Dick Hines. They're going to talk to you for a moment about the remembrance wreath ceremonies they've been conducting at the walkway.
Good morning to you all. Both Representative Roy and Rose Turco have made reference to the granite monuments that are here around the Veterans Walkway. Rose also made mention of the fact that we need to visit these, we need to speak their names. So, probably about 8 months ago now, we got together and through the grace of Commander Carruthers, who came up with the idea, every month on the date that one of these individuals died, we hold a ceremony at 9 o'clock in the morning. We read their history, we have the chaplain offer a prayer, and taps are played and a salute is given to them. We're not forgetting them. We are repeating their names. You'll notice over here on this side that there is a wreath in front of one of the granite pylons today. And that is for Albert Johnson, a World War I vet. We don't know the actual day he died. It seemed like the right thing to do to honor him today. So just know that between the American Legion and the VFW Post, we are continuing to honor those who gave their life for Franklin.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you, Vice Commander Hines. At this time, I'd like to introduce the Girl Scout Wreath Team. We have some scouts from Troop 82351. If they could come up with their wreaths. And they're gonna join Commander Carruthers. And the first wreath, when they're ready, will be placed on the World War II monument. They will place their second wreath on the Korean War Monument. And now I'd like to invite Girl Scouts from Troop 64036 to escort Commander Carruthers to the Vietnam War Monument. And now I would like the next wreath, the scouts, to escort Commander Carruthers to the World War I monument. And lastly, the last wreath, will you please escort Commander Carruthers to the Operation Iraqi Freedom and Operation Enduring Freedom Monument. Thank you so much. At this time, I'd like to invite Commander Milo back up to the podium, along with Commander Carruthers and Marine Corps veteran Don Anderson, who will be reading the honor roll, ringing the watch, and rendering a hand salute. After the last name is read from the honor roll, there will be a rifle salute and playing of taps.
George Postolis Pantis, Army, World War II. Warren Philip Goodman, Army, World War II. Ike Linfield Scott, Navy, World War II. Robert R. Catalano, Navy, World War II. Virginia F. Chapin Burns, Navy, World War II. Dominic J. DiMartino, Air Force, Korea. James M. Fellum, Air Force, Korea. James Michael Finley, Air Force, Korea. Joseph Michael O'Keefe, Air Force, Korea. Peter Alfred Milo, Air Force, Korea. Roger A. Rondo, Air Force, Korea. Albert T. Butterfield, Army, Korea. Anthony V. Luzo, Army, Korea. Samuel John Bangle, Army, Korea. Thomas Clifford Seeger, Sr., Army, Korea. Leo Joseph Gallagher, Marine Corps, Korea. Charles Angelo Della Cana, Navy, Korea. James Edward Ryan, Navy, Korea. James F. Wobbles, Jr., Navy, Korea. John Joseph Lavoie, Navy, Korea. Joseph D. McManus, Navy, Korea. Milton Rosio Carey, Navy, Korea. Peter John Wallace, Navy, Korea. Ray Alton Hall, Navy, Korea. Frank P. Caruso, Air Force, Vietnam. John David Pomfret, Air Force, Vietnam. Michael F. O'Toole, Air Force, Vietnam. Rodney A. Perry, Air Force, Vietnam. Dennis J. Shanahan, Army, Vietnam. Paul Wayne Beach Sr., Army, Vietnam. Robert S. Green, Army, Vietnam. Stephen Colbert Miller, Army, Vietnam. James Patrick Conroy, Army, Vietnam. Ronald S. Rogers, Army, Vietnam. Lawrence Paul Guderian, Marine Corps, Vietnam. Donald Leslie Tavor, Navy, Vietnam. John E. Edwards, Navy, Vietnam. Kent Richard Robolski, Navy, Vietnam. Vincent Albert Brown, Navy, Vietnam. Peter McDermott, Air Force, peacetime. Richard George Melanson, Air Force, peacetime. Alexander J. Bonaccio, Army, peacetime. Alfred F. Preble, Army, peacetime. Clay Marla Stone, Army, peacetime. Joseph Edward Hogan, Army, peacetime. Joseph J. Rigo, Army, peacetime. Joseph L. Milwaukee, Army, peacetime. Mark Vincent Asante, Army, peacetime. Nicholas Louis DeVagis, Army, peacetime. Richard E. Barta, Army, peacetime. Ronald J. Drake, Army, peacetime. William Thomas Power, Army, peacetime. James Allen Hansen, Coast Guard, peacetime. Michael J. Hall, Coast Guard, peacetime. William H. Walsh, Marine Corps, peacetime. Gerald F. McGrath, Navy, peacetime. James Patrick Quinn, Navy, peacetime. Peter George Petulli, Navy, peacetime. And that's it for ringing of the watch.
Thank you for honoring those Franklin heroes who passed since our last Memorial Day. I want to say thank you to our veterans and their families here today, and to the local and state officials with us. I'd like to thank Marine Corps veteran Pat Doyle for leading the Pledge of Allegiance, Marine Corps veteran Joe Collins for raising the American flag, and the Reverend Kathy McAdams for leading our invocation. Thank you to Commander John Milo, an American Legion Post 75, and Commander Ernest Carruthers and VFW Post 3402 for providing the honor guards and rifle team for the duration of today's parade and ceremony. I'd also like to recognize the honor guards from the Major Travis Bowser, and Assabet Valley Regional Technical High School Junior ROTC program, Franklin Elks Lodge 2136, led by Elena Meniz, and the Knights of Columbus Council 1847, headed by Jim Lane today. I wish to thank Rabbi Tom Alpert, Reverend Doreen Otten, and Father Bob Poitras, who participated in the presentation of honors at Dean College, Union Street Cemetery, and St. Mary Cemetery. I'd like to send a huge shout out to our parade committee, Dick Hines, Chair, Ernest Carruthers, Chair, Eric Zimmerman, John Heffley, Bob Markunis, Frank Coughlin, Judy Hines, Don Anderson, Jim Lane, Patrick Doyle, Lori Doyle, Jerry Brady, Rose Turco, Jan Prentice, Art Buehling, and Deborah Martin. I think we all can agree they did an amazing job coordinating today's parade. Let's give them a round of applause. I'd like to thank our parade marshal, Grand Marshal Rose Turco, and her driver, Joe Landry. Our boots on the ground volunteers, including Navy veteran Mike Drewer, Navy veteran John Strand, Air Force veteran Ron Safer, as well as Jack Coughlin, Sarah Carroll, John La Cortilia, and Anna Anderson, Aiden Nisbet, and John Yoder. I'd like to thank Lieutenant Eric Zimmerman and the Franklin Police Department for providing the details so we could gather safely. And a thank you to Firefighter Michael Eaton and the Franklin Fire Department for sending an honor guard and several engines to participate in the parade today. Thank you to our school bands who always make this day very special, including Ms. Leanne Rudzit and the Franklin High School Band, Ms. Nicole Wright and the Horace Mann Middle School Band, Mr. Mickey Ireland and the Remington Middle School Band, Mr. Sean Donnelly and the Annie Sullivan Middle School Band, and Mr. Christopher Heater and the Benjamin Franklin Classical Charter Public School Band. Thank you so much. Thank you to our buglers, Franklin High School students Daniel Campbell and Brady Devlin. This day and this weekend's events would not be possible without the help of our Franklin Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts, led by Kristen Bailey, Girl Scouts, Michael O'Neill, Troop 126, Matthew Tucker and Jim McAllis, Troop 99, Nate Batten and Charlotte Tucker, Troop 29, Charlotte Tucker, Pack 92, and Dan Spigarolo, Troop 92. Not only have they been here all day marching in the parade and helping out with the ceremony, but they came out in impressive numbers on Saturday to replace the cemetery flags, and we're so fortunate to have them. Thank you. I want to thank our parade drivers, Chris Botches, Rick LaRoe, Jeff Lessica, John Power and Rick Power, and Nick DeRosa. I also want to thank our veteran riders today. I apologize if I leave a few of you off, but Loretta Lopez, Joe Lessica, Tony Gromeski, Ron Field, Frank Mello, Ed Powers, Jack Betts, Ben Teller, Jim Lane, and Cass Kendrick. Thank you all. We are so grateful to have the support of our Franklin Public Works and Facilities Departments to make this day run smoothly, along with our fantastic Franklin TV department. They are behind the scenes working hard to make this day special for everyone. Let's give them a round of applause. I'd also like to thank Paul Vicario for taking photos of today's parade, and the Franklin Garden Club for their beautiful flowers on the common. And last but not least, I'd like to thank my coworker, Deborah Martin, for her heartfelt dedication to our veterans and families in Franklin. Now I would like to invite the Reverend Kathy McAdams back to the podium for our benediction.
Let us pray. May the truth that makes us free, the hope that never dies, and the love that casts out fear lead us forward together till the day spring breaks and the shadows flee away. Be with those who still serve. Keep them safe. May they be triumphant in their fight for democracy, freedom, and peace. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, that peace which the world can neither give nor take away, abide with you to bless you this day and forevermore. Amen.
This concludes our ceremony. Thank you and have a wonderful day.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.